Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made and we rejoice in Him. Let me encourage you from the book of James chapter 1 and verse 5. And it's a beautiful passage which talks about asking God for wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wow, isn't that wonderful? You know, Solomon said, sell everything and buy wisdom, forage for understanding. Don't forget one word, don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this, get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list, get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. The book of Proverbs chapter 4 verses 5 and 8. There are many ways to gain wisdom, dear people of God. Number one, gleaning from the collective knowledge of others. The scripture says in Proverbs 13:10, by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Secondly, thinking outside the box. Statements like, this is the way we have always done things around here, warrant scrutiny when they are used to defend ways that no longer work. Number three, writing down and reflecting on what you have learned through experience, right? Very important. Number four, not rushing to closure. Growth is always a work in progress. Creativity is untidy and can be unnerving. The ability to stay focused and faith-filled in the midst of change is a hallmark of growth and maturity. But the ultimate source of wisdom is God's Word. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Right? Again, James 3:17, James writes, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Right? Again, in Psalm 32:8, the psalmist writes, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you. Hallelujah. So today, I just want to encourage you, refuse to live an unexamined life. Introspect your heart, let the Spirit search you, let your life be accountable to your spouse, to your children, to your family around you, to your church family around you, right? Refuse to live an uncommitted life. Commitment is paramount. At the cross is comfort, after the cross is commitment. Refuse to live an unguided life. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for His Spirit to lead you in paths of righteousness. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We love you. We thank you. We exalt you. And we bless your name, O God. Father, yes, every moment of our life we need wisdom. And wisdom is to make the right choice at the right time. Oh, Father, and I pray that you will baptize us afresh in the Holy Spirit. And Lord, bestow upon us your wisdom in abundance, that our lives will never be the same. Oh, Lord God Almighty, that every decision we make, we'll make under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with much wisdom of God, with much understanding of God. And Lord God Almighty, we will not be led astray in any manner. And Father, we'll be shrewd as a serpent and yet gentle as a dove in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, this morning I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, O Father, prosper them. Grant them your favor and lift them up, for you are the glory and the lifter of their head. Abba, Father, I also pray For the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions, your word has said that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed. We believe that, oh God. Hallelujah. We receive healing in our bodies in Jesus' name. Our frames will be aligned to God's word in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you all the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. And to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.